So, Jet, nice to meet you. I wondered if you could start by introducing yourself.
I'm chief pharmacist here at UCLH, University College London Hospitals, and I've been a chief pharmacist for many years, 20 years now. I'm overall responsible for the management of medicines in this hospital. For March 2020, we were heading towards a lockdown, the first lockdown in the country, and that was interesting because we saw these increasing numbers of patients all needing intensive care treatment, and then suddenly went into full lockdown at some point around about the 20th of March. And it was at that point I was working actually in the Royal Marsden Hospital, and I got a call from the regional chief pharmacist who said to me, we were seeing a lot of parts of the hospitals setting up as almost temporary intensive care units. And it was at that point the government got together with senior leaders in the NHS and with the military and looked at converting an existing facility into a large intensive care hospital. They thought we could convert a conference centre in the east end of London and make that an intensive care hospital. And on the 22nd of March, they decided to call it the Nightingale Hospital in recognition of Florence Nightingale. I was then asked to go over as Director of Pharmacy to help with the setup and running of the Nightingale Hospital. The XL Conference Centre, it was huge. I remember having pictures of these enormous halls, and the plan every day was to get more and more beds ready in case we had to fill every one of those with intensive care patients. At that point, we had no idea what we were going to need, but one side of the XL Centre could hold 2,000 and on the other side could hold another 2,000. So at that point, we were thinking, oh my God, are we really going to have this full of patients? And don't forget, this was all happening at such a rapid pace that you were having to suddenly convert this conference centre into a functioning hospital with no previous infrastructure. And within days, you saw hundreds of staff coming in who'd never worked together before. So we were pulling people out of hospitals to help us, volunteers to come forward, the military to help us set up procurement supply chains. They were building a oxygen manifold outside a VIE to help, you know, get liquid oxygen converted through pipes into this ITU that we were setting up. We were trying to convert another part of the XL Centre into a pharmacy so that we could store drugs safely. We probably had, from start to finish, maybe it was 10 days, maybe 2 weeks max to be open. The one thing I would say I look back on with a huge amount of pride, how everybody came together. So the regional chief pharmacist that made the call in those first 10 days was there with us every single day. We had people from other hospitals coming in and helping us. Bart's Hospital, my fellow chief pharmacist from there, was helping me rally at. You know, we had so many people dropping things and just supporting you because they wanted to make this work, they knew it was important, they wanted to feel that they could help. And the country was looking at the NHS at that time. The other thing I realised quite quickly, I couldn't travel home and back there every day. So I got to go home maybe once a week, but the days were long. I would usually be in at some point at 7 in the morning and I wouldn't leave till maybe 9, 10. Back to the hotel room, and you're just constantly setting up new protocols and making sure your staff are okay. And I think somebody described it as the worst of times, because it did feel that at times, the worst of times and the best of times. And the best of times were that camaraderie, the team approach, the goodwill that kept us going, the people that you'd send us meals, you weren't even thinking about those things. And I caught COVID in my second week there, I think. It wasn't a routine to wear a mask at that point. I remember feeling really awful, and I still took calls every day. And then I remember on day 8, after 7 days, going back in, I'd walk through one end of the XL and the pharmacy was the other end, so it'd be a kilometre's walk to get there. And I couldn't believe how breathless I was for the whole of that time. We ended up being the only site, the only Nightingale site that opened and had patients in those 6 weeks. Yeah, there was a huge amount of interest, focus, maybe pressure as well from around the country. You know, we had visits from very senior people, from our prime ministers to, I think the opening was done by now King Charles. And actually that was signalling the importance of what we were trying to do.